Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jane Twin, on the 23rd of June. Just walking back from school drop off. I was a bit late last night, so I'm gonna have to have an early one tonight. It's also really wet again this morning, and the sky is looking a bit ominous. Really weird. Very, very odd sky. Thank you. It's kind of lighter at the top than at the bottom. So it looks like it's quite bright, but there's some really low-lying clouds. It looks weird. Very strange. Unfortunately, Amelia has woken up with a cold and is feeling quite sorry for herself, which is not good because she's got lots of exciting things coming up in the next few days. Among them, her birthday party, which is probably why she's contracted something in the first place. Too excited, thinking whether I should arrange a surprise party next time. Then again, in this weather, I guess it's quite easy to get ill. You don't really know, somewhere between hot and cold, but it's always wet. So it's smelling quite humid. There's a bit of drizzle. Whoa. We have a maniac going down the road. Simon did report the, we have two signs at the top of our road. One says the road's getting a bit narrower, so reduce speed, and the other one says 30. And neither of them can be seen unless you know they're there, because there are tree branches in front of them. But then Simon got an email back from them to say, yeah, we've had a look at it. This is Harts Highways, right? Yeah, we've had a look at it, it's not that bad, so we'll come back with some specialist equipment. Whereas I was thinking, well, if somebody reports some overhanging branches, you could have just gone around with some clippers and done it there and then, but that's not how they work. Apparently, you have to make a journey first to look at it, and then come back later to actually do the job. So yeah, fabulous efficiency there, especially if someone's already told you what the job is. So obviously we're not very happy, so we're kind of either thinking of writing saying that's not good enough, because we've got cars speeding down this narrow, very wobbly pavement, because it's not like they're repairing the pavement either, like complete maniacs. Actually, I meant to take a photo because I saw that, I'll just go back and do that now, I saw that because you could see there were tire tracks on one of the banks. So one of the, oops, try not to slip though. So there must have been a car going up on the pavement. So just to prove to them that the pavement isn't safe for that reason either. So yes, yeah, so I'm veering between writing back and saying oi. Because this road is so narrow and they're not exactly clipping back the other side very much. So if you got a big lorry, people tend to go out of the way. There we go. To get out of the way of the lorry, which means they're driving on the pavement. So that is all a bit worrying. So yeah, I'd either do that or just go up ourselves and clip the bushes back. Right, I'll just pause here. Right, that's better. That's the proof now. Yes, other than that, it'll be a day of working, even though my colleagues will have to take the brunt because they're in the office, so they'll get all the phone calls. But I'll do what I can on email, because today the British public and all those Commonwealth countries and anyone else who's allowed, any EU countries who are allowed to vote in UK elections, because they're part of the Commonwealth, I guess, like Cyprus, will go out to vote today in the UK referendum. So we'll see what happens. Quite scary. The prospect, especially as there is absolutely zero information out there about what it's going to look like post-Brexit. So, and obviously as an EU citizen, I'd quite like to know. All I know at the moment is that, they were probably, they wanted to register 3 million EU citizens. So that would be, don't know how long that's going to take them. And in the meantime, I don't know how we're going to prove that we've got a right to be here. But obviously, you know, because we were kind of the bad guy in this campaign, so obviously nobody thinks to provide any information. Oh no, hang on, we had some of the typical wishy-washy stuff from both camps there. Oh yeah, they can all stay. If they're already here legally, they can all stay. But then again, I take it as not quite. Again, the experts, what do they know? Law experts. Think it's not quite that easy, because then all sorts of other laws would kick in. But I think that's been very typical of this campaign. There's lots of promises and lots of, we think this is what we're going to do. We think this is what's going to happen, but no actual backup by fact. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Grass needs cutting. That's one of the things. So my strawberries are not going, well, they're probably going to go brown before they go red in this rain. But everything else seems to grow wonderfully. So we have to do lots of cutting. Anyway, thank you for listening. Hope it's a little bit sunny where you are. And speak to you again soon. Well, tomorrow, in fact, probably. Bye for now.